The phrase bad hair day. Do people really have 24 hours of their life defined by the strands of protein on their heads? The answer is yes. Getting hair right can be an obsession for some people, especially teenagers. And sometimes that perfect teen hairstyle is considered inappropriate by grown-ups like parents or teachers. That scenario played out recently at COSAT, the public high school in Cape Town, South Africa that we've been following all year. COSAT is a center of science and technology and serves mostly low-income students. But poor or rich, it's all about the hair. Here again is the world's Anders Kelto.
Earlier this week, as I was walking through the school courtyard at COSAT, I noticed something unusual. A lot of boys had shiny, bald heads. I asked a group of ninth graders what was going on, and they led me straight to English teacher Mrs. Godden.
We're just trying to keep to the code of conduct.
The code of conduct, the school's dress code, doesn't allow certain hairstyles, she said. So Mrs. Godden and another teacher forced some students to shave their heads. She said the real issue wasn't hair. It was another problem, one that plagues this low-income township called Khayelitsha.
You know, in Khayelitsha, you have lots of gangs.
Lots of gangs, she said. This school, COSAT, has been relatively immune to the influence of gangs. But when Mrs. Godden saw boys with hairstyles they call uppercuts, basically flat tops, she got worried because she thought that was a gangster hairstyle. Mrs. Godden felt she had to take action. Shaving heads was a first step.
It creates the idea with the kids that they cannot come with street culture into the school.
And Mrs. Godden wasn't just telling kids to cut their hair. She was making them do it, right here. I stepped into her classroom. It looked like a barber shop. One student was shaving another's head while several more waited. There was hair everywhere. A ninth grader named Pambili was having his head buzzed. I asked how he felt about it.
Very, very, very angry.
Like you don't want to cut your hair?
Exactly.
And how do you think you'll look without hair?
It's ugly.
At first, I didn't have that much sympathy for Pambili and the others. After all, they had violated school rules, right? But then I heard a different side of the story. Lucanio, a junior, said the school's dress code doesn't say anything about hairstyles. It just says students must have their natural hair, meaning no wigs or hair extensions. Lucanio said he didn't understand why flat tops suddenly weren't allowed.
In our townships, we normally do this kind of cut, so we don't get it why it is suddenly becoming wrong.
I asked him and the other boys about gangs. Were there gangs at COSAT? And were uppercuts a gangster hairstyle? They laughed and said no. The teachers were misreading the situation. Mrs. Godden walked into the room. She put her hand on one of the boys' shoulders and told me they were enjoying this process. She said the boys knew she was making them do this because she cared for them. I asked her if this barbershop had a name.
We can call it the Love Shop.
The Love Shop.
The boy with the clippers rolled his eyes and continued shaving his friend's head. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.
You can see those shaved heads at the Love Shop and a lot more from our year-long look at this South African high school. That's all at pri.org/schoolyear.